In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Hey there. So today's community question is, how do we walk the line between educating today's youth on the real history of America? For example, explaining privilege, educating them on what has happened and is still happening to people of color in the world, and not creating a feeling for the white kids that they are inherently bad because of their skin color and the history of their race. This is a good question. It's a deep question, but then at the same time, it's kind of two separate questions. Like, how do we walk the line between educating today's youth on the real history and then not making the white kids feel bad about it is kind of like the question that I'm hearing from this person. And so I feel like those are, like I said, those are two separate things. Educating people on the real history is finding the real sources and even just thinking about, so you may or may not know that I have a design background and human-centered design specifically. And so wouldn't it be amazing if you brought together all of the different races and ethnicities and like gender identities and like all the different facets of all of our identities and created a history like together? All of the like best and most amazing historians for each group that wanted to be represented in history, which is basically everyone, right? if we were to get together and create a project like that, like this is the real history of the United States. And we know that it's the real history because we have representation from all the people who were experts on what happened at that time. And of course, we in some cases don't have anyone left alive who was there, but taking those accounts and finding those obscure documents, the oral histories, the all the different pieces, that would be incredible to create a like and to co-create a history from all of the different people who are here in this country and eventually all the people who are here in this world. That would be a rich and true history. And so that's an ideal. If we're not doing that, then we're leaving someone out or we're misrepresenting them. And that's just kind of the fact of it. So how do we actually figure out a way to build an inclusive history and then start to share that, not just with our young people, because yeah, students need to know, but grownups need to know too. I'm no history buff, as you all know. And I would love to be a part of creating and learning a history that was truly inclusive like that. And so the second part of this question is not creating a feeling for the white kids that they are inherently bad because of their skin color and the history of their race. Now, you can't control how someone is going to feel. And there are atrocities and horrors that have happened that will make you feel bad. And it should make you feel bad if you're a human being that has any empathy at all. But how do we keep it focused more on empowerment and what your role can be now versus shaming and blaming? Because yes, you may not have been there, you may not have had slaves, that whole talk track. However, you're benefiting from the systems and structures of slavery to this day. And so how do we help everyone become aware of that and use all of our power to mitigate it, to rewrite it, to transform it, to create something that is good, something that is equitable instead? And so grounding the stories in a responsibility to never let those things happen again, a responsibility to act whenever we see injustice and prejudice and bias happening, a responsibility to build a better world and to know your role, to know your part, and to feel empowered to step into that as you navigate and walk through the world and your various communities and jobs and, you know, the spheres of influence that you exist within. And so I think it really is about that talk track of avoiding the shame and blame and, you know, also letting people like be responsible for their feelings and feel their feelings as well. Because if I say, oh, these white people did this and you decide that, oh, well, now because I feel so bad, I can't do anything. Like that's kind of a cop out, right? So how do we actually like keep the things separate that need to be separate, but then also let people know where your role is in it now and how you can continue to build a better world. And so I say we stay focused there and keep these questions a bit separate and really empower people with the knowledge instead of letting it be disempowering. And that's really all about how we construct that information and how we help people to process it in a positive way versus a self-defeating way. Those are my thoughts.
This episode of the Inclusion First podcast is sponsored by the Social Justice Superhero Academy. In this 4-day online course, you, aspiring changemaker, will learn how to start interrupting racism that is happening around you and start creating more inclusion and more equity in our world. Now, as part of the Academy, you'll get access to 4 1-hour video sessions, an interactive community space to share experiences and ask questions, workbooks, exercises, and guides to support you on your journey. Enrollment closes in early August, so sign up today at www.tinyurl.com/social-justice-superhero. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.